systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, May 12th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And you are checking out episode 35, the Wednesday to Monday. What fucking day is it? What day is it?
It's Monday.
The Monday Night Podcast. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm good. We have a special guest. Well, she's not so special anymore, huh?
She's here a lot.
She was special before you had sex with her, but now that's all done with.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, how's it going?
Good.
What's your name?
Bree.
All right. Fantastic. So, oh, wow. Oh, let's just get right into it because we got a lot of shit to talk about today. Episode 725 of the Keith and the Girl Show today, it was a couple days ago, that episode.
Your thoughts aren't organized today.
I'm all over the place today. It's fine, though. Everyone said they wanted more of us just talking real shit.
Yeah, why?
Not
I don't
reading
know
news
why.
Stories.
I don't know why.
It's because people like hearing. It's why reality TV is such a big hit, because people like watching what other people are doing. It's
right.
Why we,
because their life sucks so much.
Exactly. So they need, you know, they need someone else's life, and then they can be like, oh, I should totally go do that and stuff. And then they still don't, because it's like, well, why go do that when I could just sit here and watch it?
Right.
And, yeah. So he was talking more about the one strike you're dead law, which is, I guess, what we're calling it now.
One strike you're dead.
Because he didn't answer my email or anything about us having started that whole thing. And, you know, it's fine. I'm not going to split hairs. Great minds think alike is all I can really. So that's cool. They have a lot more listeners than we do. So
yeah, but we have it down on the internet that we said it first.
Well, yeah, and that's cool. And if it ever came to it when they wanted to name it and it was going to be like Keith's Law, then I would come forward and be like, actually,
no.
Exhibit A, episodes 10 through wherever the fuck we're at now.
Yeah.
We'd
have to go back and look at the first episode where we stated exactly that you should just be killed.
And that's the thing. He's a lot more organized with it. Like, he actually started a polls on their forum, like, who is with it and who's against it. And last time I checked, it was pretty much even. So
really?
I think we're going to need the Jam Hole listeners to come in and tip the scale towards, yes, let's kill people when they fuck up.
Yeah, that'll be another two votes.
Right, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Which is, hey, sometimes that's all you need. So, yeah, I just want to say that I really, really think that this world would be so much better. Like, granted, someone's going to say, well, you drive without your seatbelt on. That's against the law, so you should die. And you do this and that, and you smoke weed. But if this is going to go into effect, anything that doesn't hurt other people, if you're doing it to yourself, then it doesn't count.
Yeah, you can kill yourself.
Well, I'm not even just saying that. I'm saying, like, smoking weed is not hurting anybody else but myself if they think that it's going to hurt me, which it's not. So you can't say, well, because that's a law. See, we need to fix all these other laws. And another thing was, people kept bringing up to him that, well, what about all this shit that you've done in the past? It's not retroactive. This starts from the time it starts. We don't go back and be like, well, here on May 8th, 2003, we see you did that. It doesn't work that way.
Well, it's just like any other law, really. It just starts
it's
being
not,
enforced once it comes
what's
in.
What's that, ipso facto or whatever, where they can't make a law based on what somebody did just so they can punish them. They have to make it the law, and then the next time they do it, then they...
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not ipso facto or whatever. I'd probably say it that way wrong. That sounds dumb.
It sounds weird.
You know what I'm talking about. Corpus, habeas corpus, ipso facto, abracadabra. All right.
Alakazam.
All right. So, yeah, we're totally with you, and we think if anyone has anything that they would like to point out about this, whether it's a good law or a bad law, definitely email us info@thejamhole.com. The next thing, we got a little message here on one of our show notes.
You'll never guess who it's from.
I wouldn't have even guessed it. So every Friday, if you guys are new to the show, it hasn't happened the past couple Fridays because his phone's broken and he's been busy building houses and shit. He's a carpenter like Jesus.
Yeah.
Which I find very ironic. But yeah, Sean, his father wrote us a little message here, and I'm still kind of torn between how I should take this, but we'll read it here and see what you guys think. Peter is his name, apparently. Peter says, Matt and Braden, I am Sean's dad. Sean visited me today and introduced me to the jam hole. I love that.
I like how it's in quotes.
Yeah, the jam hole. Oh, wow. I am still in shock, and now I have to increase my medication.
We tend to do that to people.
That will happen.
That will happen.
All that I know holy in this world has just been destroyed. My good son, who I have raised to be a good and kind, he came up to Libby on Mother's Day and took his mother out to lunch and even paid for it himself. Respectful and intelligent person has been destroyed by you, quote, douchebags. Yes, I said, quote, douchebags. I suspected Sean to run into people like you guys in New York, but not fucking Montana, especially Kalispell, because there's no douchebags in Kalispell.
No,
right?
Not at all.
I've never seen one.
Never.
I can't even, honestly, I can't go to a grocery store and even find douches.
Yeah.
There's none at
Weird.
All, anywhere. Yeah.
Must be that good of a place.
I guess. I suspected Sean to run into people like you guys in New York, but not fucking Montana, especially Kalispell. Thank you very much for saying I read that again. Both of you need to get a fucking life, get a job, stop doing drugs, stop masturbating.
Yeah, right.
That's going to happen. Stop drinking beer and stop destroying good people like my son, Sean. Now, I would
might
just...
Might as well get this straight now. You don't even drink.
I don't drink yes. at all, alcohol or otherwise. I have a job, which is where half of these fucking stories you fuckers love to hear so much come from. And two jobs, actually, if you want to count working at Anna's on Sundays.
Nice.
So, go fuck yourself there. Point for me. I have a life now.
It's called the jam hole.
Right. It's called the jam hole in my girlfriend now, yes. And what else did he say? Stop doing drugs. Weed's not a drug, and that's the only thing I do anymore.
It just grows like that.
I stopped doing drugs, like, what? During show 7?
I think so.
I think it was somewhere back then.
I don't
then.
Know. When you don't sound so cracked out of your mind.
Yeah,
you
can
you know
hear. If you listen to the beginning shows, I sound a little incoherent, and then you can tell like where I get snapped out of it, which is fantastic.
You sound happy.
I know, and alive and shit. I'm
yeah.
not just like,
especially
oh,
lately.
I'm going to go get high now and shit. Yeah. And that was one of the other things. I was always trying to get through the show so I could go get high.
Right.
And then, yeah. So that's all done with. Thank you, Sean's dad. Oh, let's see. From time to time, I will be listening to the jam hole, in quotes, but only when Sean's mom is not around. It would kill her knowing what her baby boy is doing in life and what, quote, scumbags he is hanging around with. Sean's baby, or his baby boy. Yeah. That sounds so sweet and innocent.
I'm just glad we weren't the ones to corrupt him. He was just like that before.
Well,
us.
I know. It's not like we brought him on the show and was like, okay, here's a list of 4-letter cuss words. We're going to need you to use at least 3 of those per sentence, okay?
All right.
And then throw in, like, rape, anus, and whatever. And see, Sean's the one that always drinks. You don't drink during the show.
No, and... So
yeah, if you notice whenever Sean's on the show,
yeah.
It's like, and what beer is this show brought to you by? It's usually like a 40 OE or some fucking
right.
ghetto shit like that, some PBR. Let's see, yeah, he's hanging. Prison is just around the corner for you punks. I am sure both of you'll meet many assholes in prison, if you know what I mean.
I think he was thinking right there, too.
Yeah, right? that's it. I said my piece. Keep up the good work, and I'll be listening. Sean's dad, Pete. So,
thank you, Sean's dad, Pete.
It sounds very serious when we read it, you know, the beginning of it, but then at the end it says, I said my piece, keep up the good work, as if
right.
all of this shit, us being douchebags and scumbags and dirtbags and
well,
what,
we know where Sean gets his humor from then.
Right, but then he's like, yeah, so I guess
because it was all a joke.
That is the good work.
Yes.
And yeah. So I wonder if that means his mom actually does listen also.
I don't know.
That's great. So I tried to call Sean to see what he thought about that.
Yeah, if his phone wasn't broken,
yeah,
we could talk to
him
about
his phone's
it.
Still broken. So, yeah, thanks, Sean's dad, if you're listening. Way to raise a kid. Seriously. I mean,
he's a funny fucker.
Yeah, he's great. We get more requests to have him on the show than Braden here. And, you know, Braden's on it every time. What do you think about that?
I don't feel bad at all about that.
None? Not even a little?
No, he's just that funny. I don't know. I'd rather listen to him than me, too.
Sean has a dad. We don't.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? That you were more of an asshole to your dad, and he fucking blew his brains out. My dad OD'd on fucking drugs or something because I was an asshole. But yet, Sean is not an asshole, and his dad's still alive.
So does that make it our fault?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Weird. Do you have a Ouija board?
I don't.
Okay.
Well, we're going to get one,
if we could find a way to broadcast that, that'd be fantastic. We could talk to both our dads.
We'd have to get a webcam.
Yeah, that would be a visual joke.
Yes. Very funny.
So, yeah, that's great. I like getting messages and emails and stuff like this from our listeners, even if our listeners are our parents. So, yeah, right on with that. Let's see. The next thing I want to talk about, Barack Obama. My nigga, yo nigga, everybody's nigga. The nigga in the White House.
The white nigga.
The butt of many, many jokes I've been hearing lately.
Yeah.
About, I don't even know any of them. There's so many of them.
Right.
Our sales guy here is always good about telling jokes. I'll ruin the joke right now. It had to do with a coon and a something else. What are girls? Oh, a beaver. A coon and a beaver being in the White House. Like, why did the White House have to call a trapper or some shit like that? Because there was a coon and a beaver, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's black, kind of.
And Hillary's.
Right. But anyway, I really don't give a fuck who gets elected president because, you know, no matter what happens, who gets elected, shit's all going to be shit. But he is kind of winning my vote here. It says Barack Obama has renewed his commitment to protecting medical marijuana patients from arrest and jail. And that seems, because that's the federal level, how we were talking about. Our state has medical marijuana, no big deal, but still the federal level says you can't. So it's kind of up to how much money you're producing from this weed and shit like that. If they're going to come in and say, no, you're making too much money, or no, we just decided to bust you. But if someone gets elected in office that can change it at the federal level, then that's where some shit can really get changed.
Well, of course he's for weed. I mean, he's a black guy.
Well, I would expect
a black guy doesn't smoke weed.
To be more for like crack or something. That's more of the black man's substance.
True.
Weed's more like the hippie stoner. I don't know. I mean, I know black people smoke weed, but it's usually because they sell it. Because they don't like getting real jobs.
It's what they smoke when they're not smoking crack.
Exactly. Or when they got to come down from crack from a long, hard night of tweaking. They're like, oh, nigga, I got to smoke me some weed. So, we're going to read a little bit of this. This kind of goes into, like, the different candidates' positions on this. And this was taken from the MPP site, I don't even remember what that stands for, but they do a lot of marijuana laws and stuff like that. They're with Normal and that kind of shit. Ever since California voters became the first in the nation to legalize medical marijuana in 96, the state has faced unyielding opposition from the federal government, which insists it has the power to prohibit a drug it considers useless and dangerous.
And so they consider marijuana to be completely useless.
And completely dangerous. Yeah. Even though there is not one documented case of anyone ever dying from weed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been actually shown to help
patients. Yeah, no one's ever overdosed on weed. And how is it not useful if it makes you feel good?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. And then you look at alcohol, which is legal, but it fucks up your liver. It makes you a complete fucking douchebag, to use Mr. Pete's phrase there.
Right.
And it fucks you up when you're driving. Like, if I drove around on as much alcohol as I do, like, pot in my system, I would be fucking crashing and shit.
You'd probably die.
Yeah, but I can smoke weed, like, all fucking day and still drive fine, still do my job just fine. It has no adverse effect on me. It makes me kind of tolerate the fucking idiots that I run into every day.
Well, it's because weed doesn't affect you the same way alcohol does. I mean, it doesn't fuck with your depth.
Well, and that's what I'm saying.
Like,
and they're saying that it's useless and dangerous, which if you took out the word marijuana and replaced it with alcohol, then that sentence would be true.
Yeah.
So that's fucked up. What do you think about that? You?
Me?
Yeah. Do you think alcohol should be, or weed should be treated like alcohol, or what?
No,
Do you don't even care?
No, I don't think it should be illegal.
Okay. Good for you. Wow. As the candidates prepare for a May 20th primary in Oregon, one of 12 states with a California-style law, Senator Barack Obama of Illinois has become an increasingly firm advocate of ending federal intervention and letting states make their own rules when it comes to medical marijuana, which is exactly what needs to happen. If you're not going to completely decriminalize it at the federal level, then at least leave it up to the states. Because the federal level, that's everybody. That's way too much to keep track of. But each state, we can all go around and vote for our states to say, yeah, we want this or no, we don't. And generally, when a bill gets put in like that, the answer is yes,
and
almost
then,
always.
If you're against it, if you live in a state that's, you know, for that and you are against it, don't fucking live there. Live in a state that's against it.
Why would you be against it? What it has absolutely nothing to do with you. It is a completely victimless crime altogether. If you're like,
because people care about other people's business too
much. They mind your own fucking business, adult. You have enough shit of your own to fucking take care of. Leave everyone else alone. Fucking,
yeah, but that's the problem, is no one takes care of their own and just sticks their nose in other people's business.
Okay, well then, in that line of thinking, then, everything should still be getting taken care of. If everyone's watching, like, I'm watching your shit, you're watching her shit, she's watching someone else's shit,
right?
Someone's watching my shit, then it's all getting taken care of. We're just taking care of everyone else's shit, you know? It's kind of like
it worked like that.
It's like what America does. We don't take care of our own shit. We do a little bit, just enough to get by, but then we really go and push it and take care of other people's shit. And we're like, yeah, we'll do this full force. We're going to
fucking
live here.
But we usually fuck their shit up.
Well, exactly.
We don't really help.
Well, and look what we did to our own shit. It's all fucked up. And that's why all this shit fucking happens, which is why we need this one strike you're dead law.
We should just blow up the entire United States and start over.
All right.
I think that'd be so much more simple. Just start over.
Like a flood?
Yeah. Just kill everyone here. Just everyone. That means
us included?
Well, not us. We got to keep doing
everyone
this.
Else.
Yes.
Sounds good.
And then we'll just start over.
That I'm all for that. His Democratic rival, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton of New York, is less explicit, recently softening a pledge she made early in the campaign to halt federal raids in states with medical marijuana laws. But she has expressed none of the hostility that marked the response of her husband's administration to California's Prop 215. So she doesn't really care. It's not like she's taking a stand on it one way or the other.
Yeah, she hasn't said what she believes.
And where it mentions her husband, he was way opposed to all that shit. So that was one of the main reasons why federally it was still
illegal.
Really, Bill? I know, right? Fucking bitch, fat bitch.
You'll let a fat bitch suck your dick, but you won't smoke a lot of weed.
I would have thought he would have been stoned, and that's why he let her
suck
his dick.
Yeah.
Or maybe he was drunk. That would make more sense.
He must have been drunk.
He's like, damn, you looked a lot skinnier under the desk.
Yeah.
And then she got out, and she was like, I'm here to file your papers.
I didn't care about getting in trouble with my wife and, you know, tell I was sober.
Yeah, and then I saw what I did, and I was just completely fucking ashamed of myself. That's probably what he was thinking. I mean, if you fucked a fat bitch thinking she was hot, and then you woke up in the morning and she, like, if Brie was looking good and then you woke up in the morning and she was just this fat bitch, you'd be ashamed as fuck.
I might be a little disappointed.
A little?
Just a little.
You'd blow your fucking brains out.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would expect you to.
Really?
Yeah. Because that's bad.
That's too far.
That's bad. Can you imagine her fat? That's not a pretty picture.
No, I can't imagine that.
Wow. All right. That was Hillary's stance. And then Senator John McCain of Arizona, the Republican nominee in waiting, has gone back and forth on the issue, promising a medical marijuana patient at one campaign stop that seriously ill patients would never face arrest under a McCain administration, but ultimately endorsing the Bush administration's policy of federal raids and prosecutions. So basically, he's telling people state to state what they want to hear. If it's a certain kind, if it's a more conservative state, he's like, yeah, fuck that shit. Everyone's going to jail that smokes weed. But then if it's like a more non-conservative state, he's like, oh yeah, no one that is using this and is treated as a patient and not just a druggie on the street will ever have to deal with raids and stuff like that.
Either way, he wins.
Exactly.
That's kind of bullshit.
That's
what do you really think about it? You're just telling people what they want to hear.
Well, yeah, and he's religious, I'm sure, and that's just like believing in God because you're afraid
if you
don't.
Well, you pretty much have to be religious to run for president. I mean, could you imagine an atheist getting...
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah,
someone
but
with some
no
sense.
Not enough people are going to vote for that.
Well, because everyone's a fucking retard.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's that. So, so far, I don't want to say, I don't want to, I reserve judgment for a later time, but so far, it seems like if you're into the whole getting medical marijuana at a federal level passed, Barack is kind of the way to go. But you know what? If you really think about it, they're all politicians. Their job is to lie. They're like high-paid lawyers. So
it even pretty much says in that story that he's telling people what they want to hear. If he changes what he says,
well, that was McCain. I'm talking about McCain, Obama. Yeah. Even though Obama is saying, I have this strong stance, right. Next week we could read in the paper that, oh, he's going against it.
Well, yeah, because pretty much every president, when they're running for president, everything they say, they almost never follow through.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. You're going it'll depend on what happens once he's finally elected, and right. Then he's just going to do whatever the fuck he wants to do.
Yeah.
And chances are things are just going to stay the same. So you're fucked either way. So just don't vote. Do what we do and just don't vote. If nobody votes, what would they – I mean, I kind of mentioned this in previous shows, but what would they really do if they were like, all right, well, let's tally up the votes, and it was just blank all across the board? Or like everyone voted in – like wrote in Superman or Batman like they used to do in school.
Mm-hmm.
What would they do? Would they have to recount, or would they just pick themselves?
They probably just
rock paper scissors for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, I guess that's like what we do.
Yeah,
I know. We'll just have a dictatorship instead.
That's fucking A, dude. As long as he kills Jews, I don't care. So the next thing, since we're talking about drugs, kind of, I wanted to kind of talk about OxyContin.
Bet you do.
Well, no, not. I have no desire to even start doing that shit
again.
But if I hint here and there that I went through a lot of drug stuff, rehab and stuff, and that was the drug. So if you guys were wondering, now you know. I used to fucking shoot up oxys and get loaded all the time and do stupid shit, I guess. But ever since I started that shit, like 8 years ago, I was getting news alerts from Google just with the keyword OxyContin in it. And every single one, every single week is about how either Purdue's getting sued, Purdue Pharma, they're the ones that manufacture it. Either they're getting sued class action because they misled the doctors saying that, here, you can prescribe this for anything pain related, moderate to severe, to cancer patients, terminally ill people, or even people that just, you know, got surgery, stuff like that. And they were like, you know, it's not going to be addictive if it's used properly,
lie.
Which is what they're getting sued
yeah,
over because
it's very addictive.
These doctors went around and just pushed that shit because obviously they make.
They want to sell their drug. They
make the drug
money.
Reps go there and they're like, all right, this is the percentage of the kickback you get if you sell this amount. So, and they're like, well, is it addictive? And they're like, no, it's not addictive. You can stop. No problem. And let me tell you from personal experience, that shit is more addictive than cigarettes, and it like when you stop smoking cigarettes you just want them, but right. It doesn't physically make you sick. When you stop, if you had a good solid pill habit and you stop taking it, you will fucking kill yourself. And if you don't, then you're still doing the drugs because it's like every hour, like if you have to wait to get more, hours are days and days are like months, and it yeah. just seems to never come. And when you're down that low, you pretty much do whatever it takes to get more because it doesn't end like, you know, in a couple days. This is like weeks after weeks of just being sick and mentally and physically just the worst, like flu. Every bone in your body, every cell in your body is screaming all at the same time to
drugs.
Have more. Yeah. And what it does, the more you take, the more opiate receptors open up in your brain, which means when you don't have any, there's even more opiate receptors all wanting the same thing. So like when you start out doing a little bit, there's a few, and then you get all fucked up, and then more, I don't know, it's a chemical.
Well, yeah, the more
thing,
you do it, the more addicted
reaction.
You get.
Well, no, the more you do it, the more open up, and then you have to do more to fill those, and then whatever
true.
Excess, that's what you get high. So then more open up, and then pretty soon when you don't have any, you have all these open opiate receptors that are just like, oh, we need this shit. So that's looking at all these news stories, it's all people that are robbing pharmacies to get this, either to sell it on the street, because it goes for like $1 a milligram. An 80 milligram pill goes for like $100 some places.
Wow.
For one pill, and people will pay it because they need it.
Yeah.
If they don't get it, they're not functioning, or they're gonna fucking kill themselves or rob pharmacies. And what blows me away is that all these people, like, I probably would have been there. I thought about it when I was doing that if I didn't have, you know, my parents there to help me through it and be like, hey, we're going to, you know, get you better and shit, I probably would have went out. Like, I think the kind of people doing this have nowhere to go.
Yeah, they're their family probably abandoned them.
Yeah, they're in the streets. They lost their families, their houses, their cars, everything, trying to get money to get more of this stuff so they can maybe get off of it. And then they don't. You have it, you do it, and then you go find more. And that's that becomes your life. So if you don't have a family there to, like, you know, pick you up out of that shit, yeah, you're going to go rob pharmacies. You're going to mug people. You're going to do whatever you can to get it. And that's what it's fucked up that this is still being pushed on all these doctors. It's one of the most commonly prescribed pain medications, like anything with oxycodone in it. And all they're doing is getting all these people hooked on it. And pretty soon, we're going to have a nation of people that are pill junkies.
Well, we already have a nation of people who are addicts.
Well, yeah. And I mean, that's human nature. You like the pleasure, whatever happens in your brain that makes, you know, this serotonin or melatonin or whatever it is gets released. And then you like that. So you're going to do whatever you can to get that feeling again. But this is ridiculous, dude.
Yeah, this is out of control.
Yeah, this is way out of control. This is worse than when the government started crack to keep black people down.
Right.
I mean, this is happening to white people. Now, this is fucked up.
It must be out of control.
Oh, fucking A, dude. And then what I'm seeing around here now, because, I mean, when I used to do it, I knew the kind of people that were into it. If I needed some, I knew where to go. But now I'm seeing kids, like, your age starting to do it and thinking like, oh man, I was so fucked up on oxys last night. And they don't realize that the more you do it, if you hit like the 3 or 4 day mark of doing it in a row, you're hooked. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
And then you're in for either you're gonna try and stop it the sooner the better, or you're just gonna go down the hole pretty much. And I, like, all these kids we used to hang out with and fall with and shit are all starting to get into us. And
wow.
I want to, like, say something to them because I was just there, like, you know, 2-3 months ago. But it's like, you can't talk to them. I mean, I know
if you were where they were that time, you wouldn't
have listened. Someone would have came up to me and been like, well, if when I first started, yeah, I probably would have been like, no fucking way. Addiction's all in your head, which I thought it was at the time. I thought it was just an excuse. But once you actually experience that, holy shit. Shit, dude, it's fucked up. So if any of you guys are listening and you're thinking about doing it, don't. It's really not worth it. If you're gonna do something, do some coke or something, because I mean, you can do coke for a couple weeks straight and not, like,
and, yeah, and then just
it
stop.
Won't make you sick like this. This is the worst thing. I've never felt anything like. I don't even know what to fucking compare it to. It's hell, basically. Like, it's ridiculous. I wanted to just fucking sit in my car until the fumes just put me to sleep, and that's all you can think about. Mm-hmm. So it's bad shit, and it's legal as long as you have a prescription for it.
And even then, you know, there's so many people with prescriptions that are selling it.
And I understand. It's hard. You can't deny everybody. Because granted, there are people out there that need it. But you have to look and see. If the people are going to be on it the rest of their lives, then good. Give it to them.
Right, because
as
you're going to
be
on it.
As long as you can feed the monster you create, then that's fine. But if it's just something like, oh, they had surgery and they need something just for short term, just fucking deal with the pain. Because if you start this shit, you will never get off it.
Yeah, or just give them something that isn't so addictive to help a little, at least.
Well, and that's the thing. You can't really. It's any opiate is all the same base. It's all opiates, you know.
Right.
It all does the same thing.
Well, don't give an opiate,
then. You just can't, you know, shoot it up or snort it, which generally most of these people do because that's, you know, that's what they do. So, all right. Well, enough of the serious shit. Let's talk about fucking douches, huh? This guy on this route, every time I go to Lakeside, every other Monday, I go there. In the last few weeks, he's been asking me about the plastic we use for our water jugs. Because somewhere, and this place, okay, let me start over here. This isn't like the health place, like where, you know, people that care about this shit are. This is like kind of like a factory setting. So real scrubby people, drunks, alcoholics, crackheads,
dirty,
shit like that.
Dirty people.
So it blows me away that, for one, he gives a fuck what's going in his body. Because I can guarantee anything you get from this plastic we use is nowhere near what you're fucking doing by drinking and snorting coke and meth and all that shit.
Right.
So for one, it blows me away that he's even concerned about it. And he just bugs the shit out of me. He's like, so did you find out what kind of plastic do you use? I'm like, it's clear plastic. What the fuck do you want?
It's plastic. Kind.
He's like, well, there's certain kinds of plastics that people that use in their water bottles, it emits this stuff that causes cancer. I'm like, is that the scientific term for it? This stuff that causes cancer? I mean, what the fuck? So I asked my boss about it, and apparently there are certain plastics when they're let out in the sun and the UV light hits it, that something happens and it emits like a fume, a noxious carcinogen.
Really?
That causes cancer. But it's only in certain types of plastics.
And I think a water company would make sure not to use that kind.
Well, and granted, it all happens in all of the plastic. It just depends how much it happens. So the cheaper plastics, like that bottle, that tea bottle there,
right,
is crazy with it. But ours are like rated 7, which is at the other end of it. So basically I told him, I'm like, dude, you're gonna get cancer sooner from talking on the cell phone and drinking fucking beers every night after work than you're gonna get from our fucking water bottles. And the second fucking thing I told him, because he was pissing me off, I mean, I don't usually yell at people when I'm at work,
right,
but this wasn't the kind of guy that's gonna call my boss, right? And yeah, he's a dirty fucking grease monkey, pretty much. I was like, dude, if you're worried about it, don't drink the water. I mean, I told him, I was like, quit drinking it. I don't know what to tell you. It only happens when it's in the sun, for one. And for two, if it bugs you that much that you keep bugging me about it, and I'm starting to get bugged here, just don't fucking drink it. You're not going to break our bank, really. There's like 10 other people there.
Really?
But it's like the whole conspiracy thing. Like, first, it's because plastics now in the news is like the new buzz for people to worry about shit. Like, right, remember when Sheryl Crow got breast cancer and shit, and she was worried about cooking with Pam or certain Teflons will give you cancer. And then that was the big thing. People are like, oh, don't cook with that.
No, it's not so much certain things. It's cancer. Everyone thinks anything can give you cancer.
Well,
everything can give you cancer.
Just walking from one block to the next in town, where all the Wi-Fi spots are, you're gonna get cancer.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, you're gonna get it. And granted, I think the people that are getting it are the weaker people in the genetic code, I guess you could say, in the gene pool.
They're the ones that aren't as worthy.
Fuck it. Cancer is just natural selection at its finest. Well, one of its finest.
Yeah.
Besides HIV, but yeah, people don't just get HIV unless they're, you know, someone fucks them that has it, or you trade. Cancer is, you know, in your genes.
Yeah.
So cancer is pretty much the natural selection of choice. And so
pretty soon the people with the bad genes, the cancer will kill everyone in that,
right,
you know,
and
family,
then people like us that don't have bad genes.
Right.
I'm not wearing jeans at all today, actually.
Either am I. So that must be the best.
So that douchebag, fucking just quit drinking the water. If you listen to this, go fuck yourself. Quit drinking the water. And I also heard that if you wear a condom, it makes your dick fall off. So just
don't do that either.
Just want to say,
yeah.
Don't use
the
condoms.
The latex gives you cancer.
Right. All right. And the next thing, speaking of douches and cunts, the Dahones.
Which we usually are.
Yeah, we are, because the world's full of them. But the Dahones. If you're a Keith and the Girl fan, you probably know who the Dahones are, Mr. and Mrs. Dahone. They were one of the first people to get the Keith and the Girl logos tattooed on them. And it seems like that they are just, they're blowing this whole forums thing way out of proportion. And I just wanted to call them cunts for making the episode 725, which I was trying to enjoy, just an hour of shit. Because Keith and Kemda had to fucking bring up the point, because you guys are making such a big stink about, it's the internet, it's forums, it doesn't matter. Because they deleted a thread because it was way fucking big.
Right.
And this thread is filled with stupid shit like, oh, I woke up this morning and had ham and eggs and then I went to work. Post. Oh, this morning I woke up and got a fucking this or that. Post. It's like, who the fuck cares? And they don't understand that every post you make takes up space. And they have like over 30,000 members on their forums.
Yeah, there's a
you
lot
know
of posts on
how
there.
Much space that, yeah, dude, there's always shit there. And they're making it like, what they're acting like is like the Men in Black guys just came and flashed a part of their life away.
Yeah.
It's the internet. If you're scared about losing anything you post on the internet, then you're a fucking douche to begin with. You get your internet privileges revoked. You are no longer allowed to be on the internet. And you know what? If we catch you on the internet, you're dead. One strike. You're done. That was your fucking warning, Dahones. I hope I see you on the cruise. The Keith I and will the girl forms? Throw, excuse me. I will throw you both overboard and feed you to the sharks. I'm not even kidding. And I will have people there that will help me because nobody likes you anymore because you're fucking complaining about the internet. You don't do that. It's not real. It doesn't matter. If I came on the internet forums and said, hey, I'm going to molest your kid, that doesn't mean I'm gonna. Because it's the internet, you whore. Now, if someone in real life, can we make the difference here, Dahones, between real life and not real life, internet life, please. If someone in real life came up to you and said, hey, I'm going to finger fuck your little kid, and they do have kids, then yeah, do something about it, but not on the internet. No, no, no.
Hey.
You're making asses of yourselves, Dahones. Hey. Yes.
You done?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was sitting there just enjoying the Keith and the Girl show, and all of a sudden
they ruined
an
it.
Hour of it, of this show.
Well,
you
don't
know,
make our show like that by doing this.
Well, yeah, okay.
Thanks,
that's all
dude.
I wanted to say. But granted, I could have turned it off, but I had to listen to it because I threw in a few things about the Dahones because they were talking about the jam hole and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So they never mentioned anything, which is kind of good because I figured if Keith was pissed at us, he would definitely say something.
Right.
So the fact that he doesn't say anything at all means we're doing just fine. Yeah. You know, he doesn't care. So Dahones, go fuck yourself.
The Keith and the Girl
literally.
Forums are their MySpace, pretty much. That's their life.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Go outside, for fuck's sake. There's a whole world out there waiting for you to be a part of it. Go.
Hopefully you'll get cancer from the sun
or
something.
Oh, God, I could only hope. I am wishing cancer on your head right now. All right, couple more things here, and then we'll do some news. Remember the dog clip we played?
Yes.
What show was that?
That was
Fridays?
Yeah, I think it was
It was Fridays or Wednesdays, last week's
I'm
show.
Pretty sure, I think it was Wednesday.
So when I went up there, the time after that, no one was home. They usually, if they're not home, they leave their jugs out. They didn't do that. So today they called in and they're like, oh, we need some water because we weren't there. So fuck me, I have to go up there again.
Right.
But they get charged for it as an extra trip because it's not on their route. So that's fine. And I had nothing to do today because my route was really short in Lakeside. So I go up there and shit, and I pull in the fucking driveway after hauling ass down the nice dirt muddy road again.
Course.
Of course.
It's been raining.
And fucking dogs. Barking, barking, barking. Exactly what you heard last time. Now, I don't know if the dogs listened to the show and were pissed at me because I said something about them, but I got bit in the ass.
Seriously?
I am not even fucking kidding. There's fucking four or five of these black dogs, and I don't not like you because you're black. I don't like you because you're fucking dogs, and you don't stop barking, and now I really don't fucking like you because you bit me. And I swear to fucking God, if I was not at work, I would have slit that fucking dog's throat. So, I did him one better.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of Snickers in the truck
that
I was eating, so the dog bit me. I did my thing. I came this fucking close to dropping a 5-gallon right on the dog, but
oops,
I don't know if it's not the dog's fault, it's the owner's fault for not putting him up, because granted, I'm coming onto their territory, but you know I'm coming to bring you water.
Right.
Put your fucking dogs away.
Why can't you just chain them up?
So what I did, okay, I had a bunch of Snickers, I unwrapped, they're the little fun size. And these are a fun size, trust me. I unwrapped like 15 of the fucking things. Had them in my hand. I fucking walked out and I just started dropping them on the ground.
Yeah.
And I got back in the truck and I started to pull away and the dogs were just eating them up. So tonight, I'm hoping, if everything goes according to plan, by about the time the dogs get let in and everyone goes to bed, they are having the worst case of diarrhea all over their fucking carpet. I hope. Oh, God.
You should have given them even more just to make
sure. Well, I was still eating them and I was kind of stoned, so I was hung having the munchies
right.
And shit, but I spared 15 of them, and they're, you know, the little square ones, and dogs, I don't know if you know this or not, but they don't digest chocolate well. It goes right through them. So yeah, and these people's houses is, it's a nice house for being fucking piece of shit people.
Right.
It's like nice carpet. So I hope God, if you want us to start preaching the good word of your fucking shit, then make this happen for me. I already put the wheel in motion. I put the ball in your court.
Just make sure.
Just make diarrhea rain down from the heavens, just in their living room, please. So yeah, that was that. The last thing I wanted to talk about, I had another work order at a Catholic school here. I'm not going to name which one. So
because there's a lot of them here.
Well, whatever.
There is.
Okay, it has my name in it. That's all I'm saying. So
That's all you need to say.
Right? If you live here, you'll know what I'm talking about. But it's nothing really bad. It was just something that kind of struck me as weird. I went in to... It's down in this, like, boiler room in the church. And if you've ever seen the church, it's really, really old. Like, 1904, I think, or 1902 is when it was made. So, really old, real dark, and just kind of creepy place if you're in there.
Well, that's
a good dark.
That's a good church, then.
Well, this isn't in the church. This is, like, under the church. So,
even better.
Anyway, the whole point of this thing, I went in there to ask for the key, and the lady at the receptionist desk said, "Oh, here's the key to the dungeon." And
seriously?
I was like, "What the fuck? You're referring to this godlike place as a dungeon?" I mean, I understand that the Catholics were all about, you know, the Crusades way back in medieval times, and they actually used dungeons and shit, but I like to think we've come a little further than that down the line. And so when she said that, I just get this picture in my head. I'm going to open the door, and there's going to be, like, all these little priest boys, like, chained up, getting raped and sodomized. And,
well, they probably do have that room in another part.
Well, yeah,
of the church.
Probably not where the water softeners have.
Probably not.
But it just seemed real disheartening that this lady that is, you know, helping run a Catholic school. People pay a lot of fucking money to put their kids in these private schools. And it's a dungeon, you know. It's like, oh, don't mind the dead bodies in the torture chamber in the dungeon. It just seemed weird that was her choice of terminology to use when...
It's like, why wouldn't you just say the basement?
Yeah, well, what it made me think was, why are you thinking dungeon?
Yeah.
Like,
what makes
happened
it a dungeon?
There at some point in time where you have to refer to it as
maybe
that.
It slipped. She didn't mean to say a dungeon to you.
I don't know.
It's like you're only supposed to call it a dungeon with other people.
When
who
the
know.
Pastor asks, "Oh, the key to the dungeon here." Yeah. All right. So that's all I had. Do you guys have anything to talk about? Let's talk about you guys for a sec. Now that we have both of you on mics, so how are things? Is the spark still there? I mean, it's been a long time, and I know you guys were taking it really slow.
A long time.
We still are taking it slow.
Now, what does taking it slow actually mean?
You know, I don't even know. You should, like, let me know.
Well, what are you guys, what is the plan? You guys like each other. I've seen you guys kissing and hugging, and you guys have fucked, right? Right?
Not, no.
What the fuck? 3 weeks? 3 weeks now, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I understand. Exactly. We haven't fucked yet either, and that's cool. But I mean, you guys, 3 weeks.
I'm not in a hurry.
No,
she's already staining up my bed.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Oh, she's blushing now.
So where do you see this go? Are you just taking it slow because your last relationship was a complete fucking waste of time and it ruined you, or what?
It didn't ruin me, but I'm not into the whole relationship right now.
Then what are you doing with my friend here? You're going to just break his heart because someone broke yours? That's real nice.
I'm not trying to break his heart. I'm just... it seems to me that the faster you move along, the more it fucks up.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird because, see, me and my new girlfriend were kind of talking about that because it seemed kind of not really fast or anything, but, you know, we're moving at a pretty good rate. You know, she's moving in and all. No, I'm just kidding.
That'd be weird.
But, no, so she stayed the night at my house the other night because parents hit the road for Missoula for the weekend. Yeah. So we're just hanging out. And that was when you guys were going to come up and hang out, and we ended up...
And you guys went to sleep?
Yeah, well, no, we did that. So check this out. This is great, and I hope she doesn't get mad for me telling this story because I totally forgot to ask her beforehand.
We've never even said her name on the show.
Well, and we won't until she actually comes on. I don't know. But basically, here's a little funny anecdote for you people that like to hear what happens in my fucked up life. So we wake up in the morning, and we actually did. We went there, and she just totally crashed out because she worked all day. And that's understandable, you know. So we wake up and start, you know, hugging and kissing, all that shit. And she's like, so... should we do it now? Because we were going to wait. We didn't want to do it here at the office because it's like, all right, our first time, we should at least have a bed. After that, we can fuck in the boss's office. And I don't care. We can roll around this whole fucking office. I don't care. We'll do it all over the place. But our first time, I kind of want it to be special and nice. You know, something a little sweet. Not the backseat of the car at Heron Park, you know?
Take her to the motel.
Right. So we're at the house, and she's like, well, you know, this is a good time as any. I'm like, all right, well, do you want it? And she's like, yeah, where are the condoms at? I'm like, the what? Because it's been forever since I've even bought. I don't think I've ever bought a condom in my life.
Really?
Yeah, like, I've always had, like, a real steady girlfriend, so it was never a problem, you know? And they were always on birth control, or you'd pull out and shoot it in cool places and stuff like that. So it was fine. I never had to do that. So she said that, and I'm like, no, actually, I don't at all. And she's like, oh. I'm like, so do we really need one? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, well, let me go ask my brother. So I go knock on his door. They don't, because, you know, he's in a whatever. So I'm like, all right, there's a gas station 3 miles away, right? I'll fucking haul ass down there. I'll get a newspaper, some condoms, and some fucking juice or something. Whatever.
In a rock star,
yeah, whatever.
That's a good mix. I need some condoms in a rock star.
Yeah,
stat.
Yeah. So, okay, so... this is great. So I go down there, fucking hauling ass. I'm like, yeah, this is gonna be so awesome. We're gonna do it in this my bed, my room. It's nice. It's a huge queen size bed and shit. So I get down there, and they don't sell like the boxes. They just sell the packs. So I grab like 4 off the fucking shelf and grab the fucking juices. I didn't even bother getting a newspaper because who am I kidding? I ain't gonna read it. Yeah. So I do that. Get rung up. Head back up to the house. I get to the house, and she's not in the bedroom. I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. Maybe she ran away or something, right? So she comes out of the bathroom, and she kind of has this weird look on her face. I'm like, well, are you ready? Let's fucking do this. Yeah, dude, this is going to be awesome. And she's like, funny you say that now, because I just started something. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh.
And it's not that big of a deal. Like, the longer we wait, it'll just be that much more explosive and just wow. It was just weird that, like, 10 minutes before that, I was licking her thing and nothing at all. And I was just thinking, holy shit, if this would have been like 20 minutes later, I would have just got like a strawberry shortcake. and that's fine. I have no problem with that. But, you know, for our first time, that might have been kind of weird. I come up looking like I just ate brains and vampire shit.
It's like you got a mustache there.
Yeah, and it's not white. That's weird.
Or brown.
Yeah, so we did. I was like, you know, I really don't care. And she's like, well, our first time, I don't want it to be all like messy like that. I'm like, all right, well, I was just gonna finger paint the walls and shit when we were done. But, you know, that, I understand that, you know, we'll keep it classy. That's cool. So yeah, what was your first encounter like, now that you know mine?
I don't even want to get into it.
Really?
Not really.
Did she say, if you ever tell anybody about this, no more sex? No more butt sex for you?
No.
You just, that's it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So you're ready to do some news, you piece of shit?
Fuck you.
All right, ready?
All right.
Ready? Fuck!
I got you again.
You always do that. I need to start learning that you're going to pull the rock after the scissor.
Now that you know, I'm going to mix it up.
Well, then I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, and I'll win. Uh-huh.
Maybe.
That's right.
You're not going to win.
All right. Well, let's get through this shit. Episode 35 of this motherfucking shit here.
Oh, this is a good transition to go into from our last conversation.
From
that to Chowdhazer.
I'm so sorry. I totally forgot. So, and she didn't have any, like, tampons or pads or anything.
Oh, that's great. Well, of course not.
So I'm like, all right, let me go ask my brother's girlfriend, because she's a girl. Maybe she does. So I'm like, this is going to sound really weird, but do you have any tampons?
That's so awesome.
I'm like, no, dude, they're not for me. I swear.
But it makes it even better that you knocked on his door. You're like, hey, do you have any
condoms?
Well,
no, I didn't. I was like, hey, whatever her name is. I was like, hey, can you come out here for a sec? I got a question. And she's like, okay. she comes out. I'm like, hey. Do you have any tampons or something? And she's just like, she had the weirdest look on her face. I was like, man. No, they're not for me. They're for her. She's like, no, actually, I don't. I'm like, are you? Wow, fuck, dude. So we start looking through the cupboards and shit. And finally, I found one, I guess, from my mom or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, here you go. This is it. And that was all taken care of. But it just seemed, you know, like, it wasn't meant to happen right at that time.
Right.
Like, if it would have, it would have been, like, just psh, mess everywhere.
Well, at least now you have condoms.
Well, that's true. So, we'll see. So, yeah, I marked the day on the calendar so I know next month when to start looking forward to finger painting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always
She's
going
to kill me when she hears this.
Is she going
to
hear this?
I don't know. Maybe I'll let her listen to it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She should hear the first one.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to go through it in order, of course. Yeah. All right. So, do some news here. Episode, what, 35?
All right. Go. Child abuser says Jesus forgave him. Judge doesn't.
Child abuser.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus forgives. Actually, if Jesus got abused, he would turn the other cheek.
Oh!
Thank you.
Wow.
You know, butt cheek?
Yeah.
Yes.
I got it.
That was for our slower listeners at home.
Yeah, which is probably all of them.
Yeah, probably.
A Deer Park man will spend 9 years in prison after he admitted Thursday to tying up three neighborhood children, videotaping them.
Holy shit.
Videotaping
More studio
them naked
guests.
And masturbating in front of them. Wow.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you guys want microphones?
No.
All right.
You should.
Would you like to reread that?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, you guys just missed a fantastic story.
Yes. I'm glad you came just now and not 10
About
minutes
10
ago.
About 10 minutes ago. All right, continue,
okay.
Please.
A Deer Park man will spend 9 years in prison after he admitted Thursday to tying up three neighborhood children, videotaping them naked, and masturbating in front of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's... Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say to that.
How'd you get to Deer Park?
I'm quick. What say? So, do you think he tied them up because they were trying to run away, or do you think they're like, here, let's try something kinky and, you know, tie us up this time?
Well, if he didn't tie them up, they probably wouldn't have watched. I mean, they would have tried to look away.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're right.
Quote, Jesus has forgiven me, and in time they can forgive me, too. Russell Back Jr.
They're like,
52.
Dude, Jesus' ass isn't all fucking blown out now because you just raped us. That's
right?
Why he'll forgive
it's a little different.
You. Yeah, and he's not real. That's why he doesn't care.
That's awesome.
I know.
He was sent to prison for 9 years, 50 less than the maximum possible, after prosecutors agreed to drop 7 of the charges if Back pleaded guilty to 8 charges, including kidnapping.
Are you going to read all 8 charges?
Harmful. What?
Are you
no,
gonna...
it doesn't even have them all.
Okay.
Harmful to juveniles and whoa.
Sound it out. What is it?
Anyway.
Show me. What word?
Right here.
Where is it? Importuning? What? That's
yeah.
not even a real
exactly.
word.
Exactly.
What the fuck? Importuning? What?
or sexual touching?
What's another word for sexual opportunity. That's got to be
How,
what it
that's
is.
That's nothing like opportunity.
It's nothing like anything else.
Wow.
Impounding? Did he impound their asses? I don't understand. So, okay, he got 9 years for tying two little boys up to a fence post.
Three.
Oh,
well,
I'm sorry.
Say,
excuse me.
It doesn't say. It just says three children.
But 9 years? Doesn't that... See, this right here, our one strike and you're dead law. Boom. You are dead,
They were
sir.
All boys under the age of 13.
There. That's it. You're dead.
Yeah,
do you see how this law would just make the world better?
Yes, it'd be so much quicker, too.
Well, and the people, they're like, well... then you wouldn't do this stuff because you would be afraid to die. It's like, that's the whole point. You make a few examples. You're not going to go around for 10 years later and still be killing people. After, like, I promise you, after the first year, okay, people are dumb, so it takes them longer to learn. After 3 years, okay, no
right.
one else will be doing stuff that's bad because they'll be like, holy
because
shit,
I don't want to get
if
killed.
If I litter, I'm going to get killed. Yes, you are. Don't fucking litter, adult. Find a trash can. Jesus Christ. I don't want to sound like a hippie, but seriously, I'm sick of your trash all over our golf course.
Back, who was active in Boy Scouts, admitted he invited the children into his home and tied them up. At least two of the children then were stripped naked as Back and one of the other children used a video camera to record the bound and naked children.
So one of the kids was doing the recording?
Well, yeah. I mean,
so,
he wasn't
okay,
going to do
what
it.
What it sounds like is this guy paid a kid. He's like, here, how'd you like to make some money, kid? And the kid's like, sure, I'd like money. So he's like, okay, I want you to go find three of your friends and a video camera and some rope and bring them back here. So the kid kind of lured him in. So the kid videotaping it and the abuser, both dead. Problem solved.
Yeah, but he probably made the kid do it.
What? Because he's got his dick in some kid's ass that's tied to a fence, you wouldn't run away? I would probably run screaming.
Yeah, but he probably told him something that he would do that to him, too, if he didn't record
it. I'd be like, then come get me. You can't run with a kid on your... You can't.
That's true.
That's ridiculous.
He also touched at least one of the children, rubbing the boy's chest and genitals. He also
will you read that in your sexy voice?
I can't do that. I can't. Here, you do it.
Okay, where is it?
You have a better sexy voice. I do. Where is it? It's at the bottom.
Okay. Camera to record. He also touched at least one of the children, rubbing the boy's chest and genitals. He also masturbated in front of the victims.
Oh, that's killing. Hot.
Dead. That's all. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. So, from that shit to this shit. 10-year-old. Oh, God. I can't. Did you print this story for me?
Yeah.
To read?
Yeah.
I appreciate that. 10-year-old. 10-year-old gives birth in Idaho. Suspected illegal immigrant charged with rape. So now, not only are the illegal immigrants stealing our jobs, they're stealing our children's virginities.
Yes.
And that's fucked up.
Yeah, because we don't have enough, you know, fucked up people here doing that.
Right. Our kids aren't fucked up enough on their own and what we did to them. We need to have people from other countries actually come in and fuck them up even more.
Yes.
That's good. A 37-year-old man is charged with raping a 10-year-old girl who gave birth last month in Idaho. Now, if this happens and you know, I mean, obviously you're 10 years old, you're going to show. The baby's going to come out half as tall as you are by the time you're that age. Wouldn't the parents do something about it? They're like, no, we think you should have this kid and we'll raise it and it'll be normal.
That's probably
because
what
you're 10 and you're going to be 20 and your kid's going to be 10. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that is,
that's so
fucked up.
Quote, St. Anthony police said they were notified of the young girl's pregnancy by medical personnel after she went in for treatment at a doctor's office. One day later, the ABC affiliate says the young mother delivered a 6-pound girl at Madison Memorial Hospital in Rexburg, Idaho. So she gave birth to it. She is going, this 10-year-old is going to raise a kid. What kind of job security does this 10-year-old have?
None.
Because maybe the
it's
job.
All, it's going to be the parents.
Do you think, though? Would they? How could they look at that child every day and see the face of the Mexican? Is he Mexican? I just assumed he was Mexican.
Well, it said immigrant.
My bad,
so
Cap.
Probably.
Yeah. So you're going to see
he's
those.
He's either Mexican or black, let's be honest.
Well, yeah, but blacks aren't usually legal immigrants.
Right.
So, yeah. But seriously, the mother, you're going to see those features in that child. Isn't that going to make you want to just
kill it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's
right?
Maybe we'll be reading that story at a later date.
Oh, wow.
When we find another fetus in the toilet.
Oh, this is a great name. Are you ready for this? KIDK-TV says, Guadalupe Cuadera Juarez. That's totally Mexican.
Wow, that is
Thank
Mexican.
You. A suspected illegal immigrant is being held at the Fremont County Jail.
Suspected illegal immigrant?
Again,
look at his
with
name.
The suspected. Yeah, right?
What, you don't
Do
need
you
to
speak
suspect.
English? Nope. Well, we suspect he's an illegal immigrant then. We suspect he fucking paddled a bathtub halfway across the fucking world to stick his dick in a 10-year-old and get her pregnant and then raise children. That's fantastic. Quote, I wouldn't have believed a 10-year-old could conceive in the first place, the sheriff said. So he's like, well, she conceived. It must have been okay, right?
Yeah, that makes it okay.
I mean, if she couldn't have, or if it wasn't okay, then she shouldn't have been able to have it.
Right. How is a 10-year-old even have a kid, though?
So
like, how
this,
is that possible?
This case, I'm going to treat this as a special case. This one, I'm going to have to say the whole family dies. Just because they made her have the kid, for one.
Yeah.
Do you think she was like, oh, yeah,
if
I really want to have this?
Yeah, of all people not to have a kid, I think she's on top of the list.
Yeah, so they're dead for that. He's dead for raping her in the first place, and the baby's dead for being the fruit of this fucked up thing. See how easy that is?
That was pretty easy.
Unfucking believable. All right, next story, please.
Man stabs self in neck as DM police close in.
Oh, God. I swear, ever since I've done this show, I cry every night before I go to sleep for humanity.
Yeah, and then wake up in the morning and laugh.
And then I wake up in the morning and go, God, I hope people did more fucked up shit so we can have a show today.
Right. A Des Moines man stabbed himself in the neck early today as police tried to question him in an assault case.
So they're like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, nothing, done. Stabbed in the neck.
It's even better than that.
How could it possibly be better than that?
Officers were patrolling the 3,500 block of East Douglas Avenue about 5 a.m. today when they saw a man sitting on a bench in Sargent Park. He matched the description of a man wanted in an assault an hour early in the 3,400 block of East 39th Street.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a useless sentence. See, that's why maybe we should actually start reading.
No, well, you can skim it, but I just don't want you reading it because then your first reaction gets blown, and that's what this show is all about, is the first reaction.
You got to read the story without remembering what happened. I could do that.
Okay, so I'm going to have you read the stories, and then I'm going to knock the shit out of you, and then you'll forget them, and then I'll revive you, and then we'll do the show.
No, I just read the
story. That's what we're going to do. So Wednesday, when you get here, and I knock you out, don't wonder why.
No, I just read
I'm
this.
I'm just saying.
Fuck you.
I'm just saying. Please continue.
I'm not even gonna.
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna.
Okay.
Turner 18 was holding two large knives, police said. Officer Michael DeMoss tried to talk with Turner, asking him several times for his name. He refused to answer.
And said, "Ask me again and I'm gonna knife myself." Yeah. He's like, "No fucking way. What's your name?" Holy shit, he did it, Bob. Come here, look at this.
As the sound of backup police units could be heard in the distance, Turner began talking, but he was not making any sense, DeMoss said in a report.
He's nervous now. Two more people came in.
Yeah,
and
actually
I
am kind of nervous. That's awesome. To be honest.
We don't usually do the show in front of people except for her. Yeah. But we're used to her now.
Quote, Turner was saying something about Egyptians. I asked what he said, and he just repeated Egyptians. At this time, Turner got to his feet.
What's your name? Egyptians!
Egyptians! got to Lovely. His feet and began to walk around. Then he went down on his knees. According to the police...
He was playing Ring Around the Rosie, dude.
Yeah,
that's the game.
With knives.
And then we all fall down.
Yeah.
Because we got stabbed in the neck with a knife.
Turner twice said that T-Rex is God, and he stuck one of two knives in the ground. Another officer arrived at the scene, and both officers held Turner at gunpoint. Yeah, because he's already got a knife to him. I mean, pointing a gun at him's going to help. Another officer arrived at the scene, and both officers... Oh, I already read that.
Thanks.
I did a Matt. See Whoa. That? I just pulled a
Ooh,
Matt.
Is that what we're naming it now? Yeah. Okay, every time I fuck up a word like the or if, I'm going to pull a Braden.
Right, because I fucked those up.
Well, you might as well. Okay, actually, that last one I'll give to you because I don't even know what the fuck that word was.
Because that wasn't even a word.
No.
They ordered him to drop the knife. Instead, Turner jabbed himself in the chest and then felt for blood. He then jabbed himself in the chest and felt for blood a second time.
You know what this sounds like? He thought he was in a dream. You know how, like, when you think you're dreaming, you're like, hey, pinch me so I know.
Right.
He's like, okay, I'm in a dream, so if I stab myself in the neck, it'll wake me up. And then he did, and he's like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. I better do it again.
Yeah.
Quote, but again, the knife didn't penetrate. DeMoss said.
Wow, it must have been a little knife.
Yeah. At this time, he took the knife and put...
Why do you guys even listen to this? I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
And put the point to the right side of his neck. Turner began to push. The knife penetrated deeply into Turner's neck. He fell backwards.
And then, after he penetrated, out came the blood.
Hair.
All right.
He fell backward, and officers held his hand to make sure he didn't try to remove the knife. Officers applied pressure to the wound while waiting for medics to arrive. Right, because this guy deserved to live after that.
They didn't pull the knife out, but then they applied pressure to the wound, so they're just, like, jamming it in more. That's awesome.
Yeah,
dude.
Well, they were thinking, well, if we apply pressure, it won't bleed as much.
So if you were a cop there, seriously, and you saw a guy just do that, would you just turn around and walk away?
I'd be like, that guy loses.
You lose.
I'd be like, he's
game
dead.
Over.
Why would I try and save him? He just killed himself.
So is that it for that story?
Yeah, that's it.
So see, there again, another one. If he survived, and what
well,
would
if he
be...
survives this, he's just going to go to jail.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, though. What would be cool to do is when people do shit like this, like, this will be a whole separate thing from the one strike you're dead law. When they do shit like this, we will heal them and make them back to normal, and then we'll kill them.
Yes.
There we go. See, someone needs to be writing out these bits and pieces so we can actually have a formal law proposal for when we approach Capitol Hill with this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we will.
Us, the Jamhole fans, and all the KTG clan, we're going to do it. This law will be in full effect by 2010. All right. Well, here, I'm going to read one more story, then we're going to get the fuck out of here because I got stuff to do. Which one should we... Oh, this is the... Yeah. Okay. This one comes from Madison, Wisconsin. And the funny thing about this... Well, it's not that funny, but you know that show Don and Drew? They're from Wisconsin.
The show that isn't funny?
Yeah, right. Completely. The show that is... Yeah. They're from Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Do you think this show has anything to do with Don and Drew?
I don't know, maybe.
I sure hope so.
All right. Kid's mom lived with 90-year-old's corpse 4 weeks in Wisconsin. Not four, like the number four, yeah. But okay. Just wanted to clarify that. Thank you. Two children and their mother lived for about 2 months with the decaying body of a 90-year-old. What?
Didn't it just say for weeks, not months?
For what? For weeks. It's a summation.
Oh, okay.
Jesus, fuck me.
Calm down.
Anybody else want to be a host of a internet radio show? We might have an opening.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Anybody? Okay, great. To the 90-year-old woman on the toilet of their home's only bathroom on the advice of a religious superior who claimed the corpse would come back to life. Authorities... Oh my god. Okay, picture this, if you will. You live in a shitty fucking little studio place, one bathroom in it, and there's a dead body on it.
Yeah, just sitting on the toilet.
I would have asked the pastor and been like, does she have to be on the toilet to come back to
life?
Can
we move her?
Yeah, you'd think, right?
It's something about the toilet that's going to bring her back
to life. It's something about this whole line of religious fucking thinking. Yeah. That
after a couple days of having to pee and shit on her, I'd kind of get annoyed.
Would you just like open her legs and then, or would you actually sit on her lap?
That'd be weird.
It's which like would you do?
It'd be a human.
You're
toilet.
Dodging the question. What would you do?
I don't know.
Did you tell? Excuse me. Did you tell your friend the show was what this show is? Okay, I'm very sorry that this is the first time you had to see. Okay,
that'd be weird to have a human toilet seat, though.
Wouldn't it? Though?
Yeah,
it would be so soft. But then when you went to get up, it would kind of stick to you like leather.
No, yeah, but it'd be cold. I don't know. It'd be cold and hard.
I would have heaters.
It's a dead
in
body.
It. So yeah. You could turn the switch on it, it would warm it up,
yeah.
Like flesh.
Right.
They should use that same idea in the blow-up doll market.
Good idea.
Thank you. I'm full of them today.
Yeah.
Okay, so lady on the toilet, 90 years old, corpse, is going to come back to life. Okay. The children, a 15-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy, cried hysterically. Sorry, that's funny to me. Wednesday after a deputy who came to their Nakata home looking for Magdalene Alvina Middlesworth ordered them out because of the stench from her body.
Oh,
so, okay, not only can you not take a dump or pee or anything in the bathroom. I mean... Could you shower with a dead corpse sitting on the toilet?
And you'd have to smell it.
I know. So then finally they had to get out of the house. I'm just trying
probably
to think
filled
of
the house
going
after
in the bathroom itself, not even just the house.
Right.
And they're, how can you live like that? I mean, I've
because
been
because a religious superior said that it would come back to life, so they just dealt with
I'd be
it,
like,
I guess.
So what's the timeline here? Because yeah. I'm going to have to take a dump in the next week at least. So if this isn't going to happen now, let's fucking move the bitch, you know? But it's this whole, I don't know, fucking religious people, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I really
okay.
know.
As long as you know.
Okay.
Okay. The children were in foster care Friday. That's going to be much
yeah,
better.
Yeah, that's they're
going from living
be
with a corpse to being taken care of by a corpse. That'll be much better for their lives. Their mother, Tammy Lewis, a self-described, quote, bishop, Alan. It's that you can just anybody, you could go to an insane asylum and close your eyes and pick the five most craziest sounding people, get them ordained, and I guarantee in like a month you will have people following them thinking that they have good ideas.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's sad. It's so sad that people
because all the
that.
People who are ordained should be in insane asylums.
Well, yeah, that's the other part of it.
Yeah.
Thanks. quote, it's a sad case and we'll continue to investigate it and try to ascertain just what occurred up there. Thank you. Somebody said he said he had no further information on Bushy's religious affiliation. According to the criminal complaint, Mills or sister called sheriff officials Wednesday and asked them to go to the home about 80 miles north of Madison to check on the woman who had not been heard from for some time. When the deputy arrived at the house, she encountered Lewis, also known as Sister Mary Bernadette, the complaint said. So that's weird too when they're like, no, you can call me only sister. It's like, yeah. Okay.
I don't think so, sister.
Yeah. Thank you. She initially refused to allow the deputy to check on Middlesworth, telling her that Middlesworth was on vacation and saying she had to check with her, quote, superior first.
Wow.
So don't you think, though, that when the cops came to the door, they would have just smelled it? I mean,
you probably smell it from outside after a couple months.
I bet
months.
These people had dogs and just the cop didn't know. He's like, oh, it must just be dog shit.
So, I don't know, because if they had dogs, they probably would have ate that corpse already.
That's true. They probably kept the door shut.
Yeah.
Because you have flies and I mean, that's right. not sanitary. That's not clean.
There's probably maggots and stuff.
How did these people make it this far in their lives being that fucking stupid? That's what pisses me off. Because nowadays, just anybody, if you can figure out a way to get money, if you just fuck somebody and they'll pay you, then you can survive. You shouldn't be able to do that. You should have to think about what the fuck you're doing. Okay, one strike law, and we need to get rid of money and go back to survival for the fittest. If you want food, you should have to take a test. And if you fail that test, then no food for you, dummy. Just die. How's that?
That's a good one.
Thank you. That's what we should do. Put that next on the new laws we make.
I'll write that down.
Okay. Let's see. She had to talk to the superior first to make sure it was okay. But she eventually let the deputy in. The house smelled of incense and burned wood and had religious materials everywhere and hymns playing on the stereo, according to the complaint.
They were trying to mask the smell with incense and stuff.
And hymns.
Yeah.
Mask the sounds of the children crying by fucking hallelujahs. That's nice. When the deputy opened the... Oh, God. When the deputy opened the last closed door, she smelled decaying matter.
Like when you go into an old folks home.
Exactly. Wow. Thank you. That was good. And noticed something piled on what appeared to be a toilet. Oh, that's not something. That's our grandma. She's coming back to life, though, so don't touch her.
Yeah. She's taking a really long shit.
Any day now. We just have to get her to poop the demons out, because that's what kills people.
Right.
While we're at it.
Right, you just need to flush it out.
Right, and the water that we sell is actually holy water we're at it, so I'm going to have to start charging more for it.
All you got to do is just bless it, and it's holy
water. I bless it every day. Every day. let's see, when excuse me. Lewis told the deputy that Middlesworth had died about 2 months earlier, but that God told her Middlesworth would come to life if she prayed hard enough.
That's another thing.
With all these religious people, they always see signs from God, like the toast with the Virgin Mary. Do you think that if God wanted him to know that he actually existed, he would think of a better way than toast? Yeah. Toast? Really? When people are like, oh, I need a sign from God, they expect to see, like, the heavens part and God's smiling face, not a shadow of a fucking side profile on some fucking toast. That just goes to show you that it's not real.
That means you can eat God.
Yeah, well, that's the body and blood of the Lord on communion.
Yeah, isn't it?
These people have the weirdest fucking beliefs, and somehow they're so okay with it. Like, their homes, I go in some of these people's homes, and they're just the weirdest vibe in there. It's like...
Yeah, it's kind of scary to be around those people.
It is.
It's like, they just are weird.
Well, you just figure, if they believe in that, what else would they believe in?
Right.
Like, oh, maybe they smelled the devil on me, and all of a sudden I'm tied down getting an exorcist from hell, you know? I don't want that.
No. I don't want that.
No,
either.
I don't want that. The only... Oh, God. She said she propped Middlesworth on the toilet and left the room to call Boucher, who told her to leave the woman alone and pray for her, the complaint said. That should have been your first hint that maybe this bitch is nuts. When she said, oh, just leave her alone and pray and she'll come back to life, instead of saying, call 911 maybe, retard? Oh, and then... Because she was actually like, oh, okay, so you're saying just leave her alone, pray, and then she'll just walk out, right? And to believe that.
Yeah, how can you believe that? You actually think that would happen?
It blows me away. How are you still alive? How have you not gotten hit by a car or a bus or an airplane or something?
Because we haven't been there to facilitate.
I guess.
We should be.
I guess I just need to start looking for people like that to run over in my car. I don't know. How can we help these people? I feel so sad that there's all these people that think that this is going to happen.
Well, if we had our law, they would have died by now, I'm sure.
Well, problem solved then.
Yeah.
Let's see. Lewis went on to say she thought Middlesworth was still breathing when she put her on the toilet and called. See, so she didn't even die on the toilet.
I just put you here just in case.
Okay, I hear that when people die, they shit their pants. So, okay, put them on the toilet. But then don't leave them there.
Right.
I'm done with this story. I'm done with this episode. That's all. Are you ready to get out of here?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I'm very
ready. As always, if you guys have anything you want to say to us pertaining to a certain episode, click on the show notes and leave us a comment. Or you can email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our website. Subscribe with the iTunes, vote on the podcast alley, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast, and go fuck yourselves. Bye.
Rain and thunder and lightning, crumbling buildings, falling hurricanes, earth shattering, membrane scattering, insane happening, souls keep burning, and the sky keeps plummeting.
The sky is falling. Life is appalling and death is lurking. Niggas killing each other, leaving bodies. Nobody's searching for in juveniles and schools and trials. Catching a bit of murder, one and mothers is drinking and drugging, hoeing, searching for their son. And liquor stores up on every corner. And younger people done accepted defeat in a melting pot of lava seeping. In the hood is all the mind can conceive. When your foes bleed until they death and you pick in a pocket or to just get even. Niggas is banging, they fathers was banging, they unks thugging. Highly intelligent Africans lower to punk smugging. And the coppers is the clan and the planets run by your government. A genocidal thieves all the while the devil is loving it. And children in high school rolling through smoking their glasses up. And people that's rich don't be checking for what is happening. Degrading our women, knocking them up, leave them or smack them up. And ain't no way to reach us, we sleeping like hell's passing.
Rain and thunder and lightning, crumbling buildings, falling hurricanes, earth-shattering, membranes scattering, insane happening, souls keep burning in the sky.
Watching tornadoes twisting where nobody is listening. Fires, no one pays attention. Energies are erupting, blurring the intentional vision. Doctors and lawyers and scientists all are locked in the prison of the mind. And all the youth are unreachable, but they teachable. But MCs don't be teaching them too. They deep down in their soul amongst the prostitution and pimping, robbing and stealing. We giving in. This is nigga land.
Hallelujah.
Give a damn.
The future.
Religions is institutionalized. Giving you the lies.
You die through pistols at the hand of your own people. It's lethal, but it's living proof. And steadily we smile at the death inside of our living room. And instead of college, they got us slanging after high school for the love of the money and everything that it'll buy you. Everybody out for that and to kill you if you arrival. 20 lines and one steak on the table. It's about survival. The sky
rain
is falling.
Thunder and lightning, crumbling buildings, falling hurricanes, earth shattering, membranes scattering, insane happening, souls keep burning and the sky keeps plummeting.
Revelation from the now captain to the
plantation.
Come up in the fury of the
rampation.
Down in confusion through the devastation.
Elimination.
Truth is absolute, prophets can't wake none. Feel it closing in, prohibit,
can't take none. Revelation, devastation, better stay strong.